Hello, we are reading from the book of Zohar, portion of Pinchas. We're reading from Article Keeper of the Covenant, item 17. You can watch at kablamedia.info, Kabla TV. We need to focus in one intention so that the book of Zohar will influence us and bring us to a state that we can also understand the internality of the book. Please, let's continue. Item 17, title Keeper of the Covenant. It is written, "By the rivers of Babylon there we sat, and also wept when we remembered Zion. She did not have written Jerusalem, as it is written, If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget. However, it is like a person who had a respectable and handsome palace, and robbers came and burned it to the dismay of the owner of that palace. Here too, whose sorrow is that the Shekhinah is in exile? It is of the righteous, Yesod. It is written, The righteous is lost, truly lost, since the whole work of Yesod is to bestow. And if the Shekhinah is in exile and he has no one upon whom to bestow, it is as though he is gone and lost. Here too, when we remember Zion, means when we remember the sorrow of Zion, which is Yesod, for the absence of Zivug. It is his sorrow. 18. One who honors the name of his master at that and keeps the covenant is rewarded with his master honoring him with everything. And how do we know? From Joseph, as it is written, and he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And as it is written, and he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, when Israel crossed the sea, Joseph's coffin entered it first, and the water could not maintain themselves before him. As it is written, the sea saw it and fled. Fled means that the saw, that the sea saw him, that is written in him, and fled, and it went out. 19. He was rewarded with honor in his life, and was rewarded with honor in his death. In his life, because of that time when he did not want to cling to Potiphar's wife, as it is written, and he refused, and said to his master's wife, and it is written, and he did not listen to her to lie by her or be with her. For this reason, he was rewarded with honor in this world. Because it is written, and she caught him by his garment, and it is written, and he fled and went outside. For this reason, after his demise, he was rewarded with entering the high curtain in the palace of the Holy of Holies. It follows that he took what was his in this world and took what was his in the other world. 20. Pinchas was rewarded in this world and was rewarded in the next world. He was rewarded with more persistence than all those who came out of Egypt, and was rewarded with being the high priest, he and all his sons after him. Was he rewarded with the priesthood because he did this act? No, for some say that he was rewarded with the priesthood before, without it. Therefore, how do we explain the verse, "For he was jealous for his God," which means that by merit of this act he gained the priesthood, which he did not have before? 21. Any priest who has killed a soul is forever disqualified from priesthood, for he has disqualified his degree toward it, as priesthood is the degree of chesed, mercy, and killing a soul is the opposite of it. And because Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby, he was disqualified from ever becoming a priest. And because he was jealous for the Creator, he had to give him a new, everlasting priesthood to him and to his descendants after him, and to all generations. This is why it is written, "For he was jealous for his God." Inscribed is Pinchas above, and inscribed is below. Above, before he came to the world. Below, since he was among those who went out of Egypt, when the Creator said, "And I remembered my covenant." He wanted to remove Aaron from his mission to Egypt because his two sons blemished the covenant. But when the Creator saw how Pinchas was keeping the covenant in his stead, correcting Nadav and Avihu, he sent them. This is why it is said here, "Inscribed is Pinchas above, and inscribed is below," since thanks to him, he sent Aaron on his mission. 22. It is written in Pinchas, "I give to him my covenant of peace," meaning peace from the angel of death, who never controls him, and in whose dinim his judgments is not judged. Can it be that he did not die? He died, but he certainly did not die as do the rest of the people. He lived longer than all his contemporaries because he gripped that upper covenant. When he passed away from the world, in sublime passion and in comely dvikut adhesion, he departed from the rest of the people in the world. Garments of that world. Item 23. It is written, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right to accuse him. Woe to the people who are not observing the glory of their master. Each day the herald calls out an announcement regarding them, but they do not notice. When one comes to observe the mitzvot, the commandments of the Torah, several advocates stand up to speak in his favor. If one breaches the mitzvot of the Torah, those actions slander him unfavorably before the Creator." Joshua was a high priest. It is written about him, "And Satan standing at his right to accuse him." If it is so in him, it is even more so in the rest of the people of the world who do not regard the glory of their master. 24. "And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments." But filthy garments are certainly the garments with which the Spirit was clothed in that world. Happy is he whose garments are corrected and whole in that world. What are the clothes that are put on one who is about to be put in hell? It is written here, "And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel." It is the angel appointed over hell, appointed over all who see him in those garments, until the voice replied and said, "Take the filthy garments off him." 25. From here we should observe that one's bad deeds make those filthy garments for him. And he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and will clothe you with festive garments." It is so because he was dressed with other garments, corrected by which one regards the brightness of the glory of his master. 26. Pinchas, who did not depart from the world until other garments were established before him, from which the Spirit enjoys for the next world, in 1 hour he undressed from these and wore those, to keep what is written, "Behold, I give him my covenant of peace." From Rosh Hashanah to the last day of the festival. 27. The order of the days from Rosh Hashanah to the last day of the festival is the meaning of the wisdom among those sages who have already completed all the scrutinies of Malchut. 28. The meaning of unification is that all is in one. It is written, "The Lord has bared his holy arm." This is one arm, the left line, on which salvation depends, on which vengeance depends, and on which redemption depends. The Lord has bared his holy arm to raise the assembly of Israel from the dust, Malchut, from the dust, and to welcome her to connect as one. When that arm has awakened opposite her, there is great fear in the world until he puts that arm under her head to connect, as it is written, "His left is under my head," and then the Din judgment subsides and atones the sins. 29. Subsequently, the right line comes to embrace her. At that time, there is joy in the world and all the faces illuminate. Afterward, Malchut connects in a body in a middle line. Then everything is called one, without separation, since the middle line includes right and left together. At that time, it is the wholeness of everything and the joy of everything, and Zeranpin and Malchut unite. It is not so in the rest of the time. 30. Like the order of those days from Rosh Hashanah to the last day of the festival, on Rosh Hashanah, the left arm awakens, the left line of Zeranpin, to receive the queen. At that time, the whole world is in fair and din, and one must be in complete repentance before the Creator. Afterward, the queen comes on the 9th of the month, and the dwellers of the palace, the children of Israel, must rejoice and dip in the river to purify themselves. Be worthy of the zivug of the queen with Zeranpin on the other day, on the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur. This is her zivug, for Zeranpin to place his left under her head, as it is written, "His left is under my head." At that time, Israel are fasting over their iniquities, and they are atoned for them, since Upper Imam Bina illuminates her face to Malchut in a zivug. For on Yom Kippur, Malchut descends and clothes Bina. Then it is atoned for all the dwellers of the palace. Israel, since the left of Zeranpin welcomes her on this day because the head of Malchut is on the left. At that time appears the illumination of Chokhmah from the left of Zeranpin, which extends from the left of Bina, for illumination of Chokhmah atones for the iniquities. 32. On the first day of Sukkot, the right line of Zeranpin will awaken opposite Malchut to embrace, as it is written, "And his right will embrace me." At that time, there is joy to all, and all the faces illuminate, and there is joy of pouring clear water on the altar. Then people must rejoice in every kind of joy, because the right is causing it. For wherever there is the right, chasidim, there must be joy in everything, and then she is delighted to play. 33. Afterward, on the 8th day of the assembly, the joy of Torah is the zivug of the guf, the body, the middle line. This is the zivug of everything, the zivug of the left of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the zivug of the right of the festival of Sukkot, since the middle line includes right and left, making all one, and this is the wholeness of everything. This is certainly the day of Israel, and the fate that is only theirs. There is no part in it to another. That is, unlike the festival on which 70 bulls are sacrificed to the 70 nations, they have no share of the 8th of the assembly. Happy are Israel in this world and in the next world. It is written about them, "For you are a holy nation to the Lord your God." There are any questions, please ask. Okay, so we're listening. Yep.
So how do we actually disseminate on the left line? To be on, what do I actually pass over on my left line? What do I pass over when I go out to disseminate, but I'm actually on the left line?
We are still not on the left line or the right line. These two lines are already very far away from us. We are not there yet. But what you're talking about is probably you determine to yourself a time to disseminate, and you feel that you don't have the strength to do it. So it's not the left line, not to be confused. Simply, you don't have now the spirit, the foundation, the certainty, confidence to disseminate something important, and that people need it, and that you're bringing to them something special, that it's for the correction of the nation and the whole world. They need to prepare themselves. A person needs to prepare themselves. They take from you all of the awakening you had before. It's in order to work on oneself and to renew it, to renew the importance of the goal, the importance of the Creator, the importance of the act that He's going to do. That's the way it needs to be. Not to wait that from above you'll get it. From above they'll take away from you, in order to give you room for a prayer. Yeah. Yes.
Dror is asking from the virtual group, is the attitude of going to be in completeness by reading the Zohar will actually bring in the, is it a correct attitude to life, the complete, going to completeness?
It's difficult to say. To be in spirituality, in perfection, is always good. Because then you give from above a chance to always empty you, and then you come again, and you try to reach the wholeness and perfection again. From above they empty you, in order to give you the deficiency to pray, so that you'll plead to the Creator, that you'll ask. That's it. The fulfillment from above comes not like you think that they'll now fill you, but it's by emptying you, and by that they fill you. When they fill you with deficiency, that I then need the Creator, that I need for the to raise myself up. That's the true spirituality. So please, let's continue.
34.
The rainbow. 34. One who has seen a rainbow in its colors should bless. Blessed is he who remembers the covenant. This is the token of the holy covenant that the Creator has placed in the earth, so the water of the flood would not come upon it. When the wicked multiply in the world, the Creator wishes to destroy them. At that time he remembers the oath he took for the earth. It is written twice, no, I will curse no more, and I will smite no more. And two times, no, is an oath, as it is written, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over. 35:1. A rainbow comes to protect the world. It is like a king who every time his son sins against him and the king comes to strike him, the queen appears in the kingship's garments of glory. The king sees her. His anger at his son subsides and he delights with her, as it is written, and I will see it to remember the everlasting covenant. This is why the rainbow appears in the world only in governments of glory of the kingship, three colors implying three lines, white, red, and green, by which the kingship Malchut robes. When there is a righteous in the world, it is a covenant, to keep the covenant, and he protects the world. If there is no righteous, then there is a rainbow, to show that the world is about to be lost, but it exists thanks to this rainbow. 35.2. That rainbow, Malchut, always wears only the attire of the first patriarchs, Chagat de Zerampin, green, red, and white. Green is Abraham's garment. His garment was colored so when Ishmael came out of him. Red is Isaac's color, by which he was colored when Esau came out of him. That red extends below through planet Mars when Esau was gripped to him. White is Jacob's good clothing, whose good face never changed, for his bed is whole, and there was no waste in him. 35.3. Also, White is Abraham, who was whitened in the whiteness of fire by Nimrod, who cast him to Ur of the Chaldeans. Red is certainly Isaac. Green is Jacob, standing between the two colors, since green includes white and red, and that green means as green as the sun. It is written about Jacob, "Not now shall Jacob be ashamed, nor shall his face turn pale now, for his whole bed was complete." The meaning is, "Not now shall Jacob be ashamed, so as not to be seen in red color as Isaac from whom Esau came out, nor shall his face turn pale now, so as not to be seen in white color like Abraham from whom Ishmael came out. Rather, he took the colors white and red to be crowned in them in his fathers, meaning that he includes within him the two fathers, Abraham and Isaac, white and red. This is why his color is green, as it includes within it white and red. The rainbow, Malchut, dresses in those garments, white, red, and green, when she appears before the king Zerampin. 35.4. The Holy Covenant is the letter Yod. It is crowned with a high inscription, Ateret Yesod Zerampin. The Atara, or crown, is inscribed in an everlasting covenant forever. And because Pinchas was jealous for the covenant, the letter Yod was inscribed here in his name, since Pinchas is a small Yod, Malchut, Ateret Yesod. That is, Pinchas here is written with a Yod that is a covenant, indeed emerging from the upper holy Yod. It is so, because Malchut comes out from Yod de Chavaya, as in Abba established a daughter. For this reason, Pinchas stands in complete existence before the holy king, so he will not be lost from the world, cleaned from that iniquity of Peor, for he was not lost from the everlasting Holy One. It is written, "And where were the upright destroyed?" These are Nadav and Abihu, who were not eradicated from the world because of him, since they incarnated in Pinchas, who corrected them. 36. Because Eliyahu is Pinchas, who was jealous for the covenant, great things must be renewed in him. This portion is written in the Torah, after the name of Elijah, who is Pinchas, of whom it is written, "I have been very jealous," which is two jealousies, one in the Shadi of above, Yesod Zerampin, and two in the Shadi of below, Matat, called Shadi. This is why he made oaths in both of them, and it is written twice, no. 37. One who sees a rainbow in bright colors should bless. Blessed is he who remembers the covenant. In the exile, when it is not properly illuminating in its colors, since in exile Malchut does not receive the unification of the three lines properly, the three colors of the rainbow, and sometimes even illuminates faintly, sometimes it does not illuminate at all. Sometimes it is seen in whole, and sometimes it is not. The colors of the rainbow imply priests, Levites, and Israelis, when they are comely, since the rainbow illuminates in the colors of the three lines. 38. The rainbow comes only in order to protect the world. It is like a king who, each time his son sins and the king sees the queen, the anger at his son departs, as it is written, "And I will see it, to remember the everlasting covenant." This is why the rainbow is seen in order to protect the world, since the rainbow is Malchut and appears only in Malchut's dignified attire in three colors. When there is a righteous in the world, it is a covenant to keep the covenant, to keep the unification of Zerampin and Malchut, and there is no need to awaken the Malchut in the rainbow. 39. In the exile, when the Creator departs from the Queen, how does the Queen dress in a clothing of Malchut in the exile? In three lines. In the exile, she has no attire of kingship. Rather, in the exile, she is dressed in black and says, "Do not look at me, that I am swarthy." Rather, that rainbow that appears in exile is Angel Matat, called Shadi. He is the servant of Zerampin, the elder of his house, who governs all that is his. His sons, who were rewarded with Ruach, from the perspective of Matat, are called servants of the Creator. The sons of the Queen, those who were rewarded with Nefesh, from Malchut de Atzilut, are called sons. This is why we pray, whether as sons, whether as servants. 40. When the temple was ruined, they explained, servants were disgraced, and men of action dwindled. They indeed are called men of action, after Malchut, of whom it is written, "Many daughters worked valiantly, and you have excelled them all, with respect to the action." Thus, Malchut is called action. But if there is a righteous whose merits and works are to illuminate Malchut with them, to undress her clothes of darkness of literal without secrets, and to adorn her with garments of illuminating colors of the secrets of Torah, it is written, "And I will see it, to remember the everlasting covenant, and I will see it in the illuminating secrets of the Torah, since a light is called a secret." That is, light is secret in Gematria. For this reason, light implies the secrets of Torah, as it is written, "For a candle is a mitzvah, and the Torah is light." It is of those secrets that it was said, "And I will see it." 41. When he sees the rainbow Malchut, the anger at his son leaves him, and the king's wrath subsides. And the king said to her, during the prayer of standing before him, "What is your wish? For it will be given to you. And what is your request?" At that time she asks for her redemption, and the redemption of her children with her. As it is written, "Let my soul be given me at my wish, and my people at my request." But a rainbow that is seen in the world during the exile is that of the servant Matat. That is, the illumination of the zivug of above dresses in Matat. And he is the carrier of the three colors of the rainbow, three lines. Sometimes she comes out in whole, when his sons qualify their works, and sometimes she is not whole, when his sons do not qualify their actions. 42. Those who straighten their works before the king, who are jealous for his name, and sanctify him in the public, so they are sanctified above, among the angels appointed over the rest of the nations. Every appointee is known for his appellation, but Israel are known above by the name Havayah, which is the life of all the appellations. 43. Every name and appellation testifies to the Creator. The name Kel testifies that he has an ability over every god, as it is written, "I would seek unto God." Unto God is the master of every god. Elohim testifies that he is the God of God. Adni testifies that he is the master of masters, and likewise with each name. Each angel has a certain name, to recognize every sect of angels by the name of its king. But Israel are known to him by the name Havayah. 44. The meaning of the matter, one man may have several horses. Likewise, Israel are the children of Adam, who is Havayah, filled with the letters Aleph, which is Adam in Gematria. 45. Since the souls of Israel are the generations of Zerampin and Malchut, and every son must be to his father like a horse and a donkey to the load, and be subjugated to him. This is the meaning of what is written, "O Lord, you preserve man and beast." Israel are Adam's children. Havaya of Ma, and make themselves as a beast under him.
Yes.
Rav, what place is what is there a place for a prayer before prayer?
If there's a deficiency, there's a prayer. What do you mean? Even if there's no deficiency, then prepare the prayer becomes before the prayer. So we pray that there will be a deficiency. That's it.
A prayer before a prayer.
Preparation for the prayers, you don't have the deficiency and you can't pray, so you can ask that you'll have a deficiency. That's what I said. Is that it? What would you like to ask, Doctor?
In the previous lessons, we should always be looking into the Shekhinah, divinity. We should always be looking into that network of connection between us. And this feeling, the more that you try and look into this, you see how far away from this.
Far. We know that we're far, and then we can start to imagine how it is and see that we're far from it. That's already a scrutiny. It's a discernment.
Yeah, it's like as far away from the stars.
No, that's how it seems. In spirituality, distances can be overcome very quickly. And that's one. And the second, we have no choice. I spoke today with my friend from maybe 10, 20, 25 years ago. Before the 90s. It's already 30 years. Yeah, from 30 years ago. I spoke to a friend and he said that I heard that you're studying Snovut and Moavut and Moravut. How much can you learn? He also started to study the Mitzvah of Kabbalah, and he stopped and he came back and he does it in portions. So I told him, yes, we won't stop until we attain it, because from our food, from the mutual guarantee, we can attain all the spiritual degrees. So we'll need to suffer. And he's right. We do need to suffer. It gets to be unbearable, and then we pray. The heart is always praying. Yeah, and we start to feel a taste, a purpose in Ovut, in the connection between us, this network we'll create between us. What can we do? Nothing. That's it. I won't let you run away. You know my character. I'm not a person with consistency. I'm very emotional. But here we have no choice. And that's why it's not boring. We have to do it. You say, we studied yesterday, Alvud. What are we doing today? I don't remember what happened yesterday. I forget. I have a problem. With every moment that we want to feel something new, then there's no problem. I heard you a month ago and a few months ago and yesterday too. I spoke to him today and he said, again, Alvut. Enough, he says. And if we don't attain this, there's nothing we can do.
How can we, in this space where all these stars are, How could the earth, planet Earth, have sort of like been created live?
The space isn't even big. That have all the stars and all these light years from one another, it's not big. It depends how you measure it. I'm telling you. I can take this piece of paper and draw for you here 2 points. Are they far from one another? And if I fold this paper like this, now they're right next to each other. Right? It all depends on how you know to fold the distances. The space between you. And space to cut short is not a problem. Because it's empty. You can give it qualities. That's the network of connection between us. And then all of the points will be very close until we are all in one dot. One point.
So what does it depend upon us? This life is born amongst us. This network...
That's a problem for something to beget. It's for that we need the upper third of the field. We need force to bestow. Force to bestow, that's it. The Galgata in Naim of the field. We need the womb, the Rechem. That's it. And then... They're born themselves.
So we need to be more and more in it to ask, how can we actually get into this so that it starts to be alive?
To enter the spiritual space is only done by being ready to integrate with all force in the group, in Alvut, and are ready to work for no reward. It doesn't matter what there will be. There's nothing else in my life. I'm ready to burn it down to the ground. And when you decide like that, everything sorts itself out. Because it's a decision in order to bestow.
So
that's it. Yep.
363, Hayboom Vagilgul. 45. Mitzvot HaKadosh Baruch Hu
BaTorah. 45. It is the Creator's mitzvah in the Torah to be a levirate to his brother's wife, to make a son to his brother so he will not be lost from that world. It is similar to the issue of mixture of wool and linen in the tzitzit. It was said that which I forbade you here, I permitted you here. I forbade you mixture everywhere. I permitted you mixture in the tzitzit. I forbade you a brother's wife. I permitted you a levirate woman. As one grafts apples or dates by kind, and it is forbidden to graft one kind with another kind. It is written about it, for is the tree of the field a man? Likewise, man is forbidden to mix one kind with another, which is incest, but with a levirate, one kind is grafted with another, so as not to lose the soul of the dead, and not let his name be blotted out from Israel. 46. This is the meaning of the incarnation. A wheel, or Gilgul, does not move without the aqueduct that turns it. Likewise, the aqueduct is the letter Vav. Here is where the turning of the wheel takes place. Like a wheel that does not move without the aqueduct, here too the wheel is the letter Yud. And it does not move without the aqueduct, which is Vav. A levirate is the letter He. The letters of Binah are Ben of Yud Kei. Since the son, Zerampin, emerges from the Zivug of Yud Kei, Chub, since he is implied by in his mother's name, son of Yud Kei, the letters of Binah. He created the next world and with the letter Yud, Chochmah, which is the long world, Vav Zerampin. 47. For this reason, one who does not have a son, corresponding to Zerampin Vav, the next world, is not among those in the next world. The Si, Bina, the next world, corresponds to the Vav, since the Vav comes out from between Yud Kei, where Yud is Chokhmah and He is Bina, called Si. For this reason, Vav is also called the next world like her. Several streams divide from the Si, Bina, the Sfirot of Vav, Zerampin, which circle the world, Malchut, until they return to the Si, Bina, from which the rivers, Zerampin, came out. It is written about it, all the streams go to the sea, and the sea is not full. To the place where the streams go, there they go again, until they return as they went out. As the streams came out of Bina, so they return to Bina.
48. It is the same with man's soul. It is written, and the spirit shall return to the God who gave her. She will return to him in wholeness as he had given her. If she returns in repentance, which is upper Bina, the letters Ben, Yud, Kei, the letter He in her is doubled in the letter Yud in her, 10 times 5, which are 50. Thus she is Yam, 50, in Gematria, the letters Yud, Kei, and Bina, He times Yud. The letters Ben in Bina is the stream that comes out of her, Zerampin, who divides into several streams, Vak, like a tree that expands into several branches. When a person repents, he clings to the stream, Zerampin, and returns with his streams to Bina, called repentance, as well as sea, as it is written, all the streams go to the sea. 49. If she does not return there as a complete soul, as she was complete at the time she was given, it is written about her, there they return to go. She and all the other souls like her, who are incomplete, return to this world to reincarnate. It is likewise if he is not complete with a son or has no daughter, implied in this world, Malchut, by which to be completed in this world, Malchut, created with a hay. And is written about it, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created, meaning he created them with hay. He must reincarnate because his soul is incomplete. And it is written about him, there they return to go. 50. Yud Vav Kei of Havaya Chagat are, as it is written, but God does all these twice and thrice with a man. The souls come in an incarnation in three letters, Yud Kei Vav. It is written about the wicked, therefore I have seen wicked buried, but they came. That is, although they came in a reincarnation, they remained wicked, causing what is written, these are your gods, O Israel, blemishing the Ele, Yud Kei Vav. It is written about them, for three transgressions of Israel, for four, I will not reverse it. This means that once they corrupted themselves three times in their incarnation, and were not rewarded with being corrected in Yud Kei Vav, in which it is written, where the tree falls, there it shall be. The correction of the tree, man, is in Yud Kei Vav. Then, for four, I will not reverse it. This is the bottom He, the fourth letter of Havaya, and he will not reverse it a fourth time in an incarnation that corresponds to her. Instead, they are sentenced in hell, in destruction, anger, and wrath. 51. The clothing of the three letters Yud Kei Vav are known in the rainbow, and they are white, red, and green. One who comes in incarnation for the first time is white, corresponding to the Yod of Havaya, Chesed. In the second time, he is red, corresponding to He of Havaya, Gvura. And in the third, he is green, corresponding to Vav of Havaya, Tiferet, Jacob, the middle line, which includes Chesed and Gvura. And because the letters Yod Kei, Chesed and Gvura were included in Yaakov, and the trees struck root. They were planted, grew, and produced good fruit. It is written, not now shall Jacob be ashamed, nor shall his face turn pale now, meaning that his Milkavah will not be an evil inclination, the serpent, and all kinds of bad animals. This is why it is written about him, he wrestled with the angel and prevailed. And because man is called a tree, as with a tree planted in a place that does not bear fruit, it is uprooted and planted elsewhere. For this reason, a person is not considered sterile until he goes to the land of Israel and is planted there in a woman. 52. Likewise, a righteous who is cast from place to place, whose from house to house, it is as though he incarnated many times. He shows chesed, mercy, to thousands, to those who love him, until he is rewarded with being whole in the next world. But the wicked are not brought in incarnation more than three times. If he repents, the exile atones for the iniquity. The move from place to place is regarded for him as an incarnation, and he is completed in a righteous. This is why the righteous no longer return to their dust, meaning do not reincarnate. 53. The verse, and he shall take other dust and shall plaster the house, which implies the wicked, means that he will take in incarnation another body that comes from the dust and will correct the soul. It is also written, man shall return on dust, meaning that he will return in an incarnation. And it is written, the dust of the earth shall again be as it was. It will return in an incarnation, because the wicked is infected and has nothing but an evil woman with him, the evil inclination. For an evil woman is leprosy to her husband, the body of the wicked. His correction is to drive her away and be cured, to drive away that body and incarnate, taking another body and healing. An evil woman, the body, caused what is written, and he drove out the man. Man is the soul. The man is the body, the mate of the man, the soul, as it is written, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so a man wanders from his place. Because the man caused the bird, the soul, to wander from her nest because of him, she was expelled from her high place due to his sins. For this reason, so a man wanders from his place, reincarnating. 54. This is why it is written, the bird too has found a home, and the sparrow has a nest, where she may have her young. The bird too has found a home. This is the leveret. The bird is the soul of the childless deceased. Has found a home means she has reincarnated and came in the body of the leveret, which became her home. And the sparrow has a nest, means the Redeemer who marries her, meaning he has found a nest in the leveret, where she may have her young, and neither the son or the daughter that they beget. Happy is one who makes a nest, who marries his brother's wife, and redeems his brother's goods. The leveret is sold to him because she is not his, but his brother's, hence she is called his brother's goods. 55. This is why Moses said, but the Lord was impregnated in me for your sake. Here the meaning of ibur, impregnation, is that Malchut was impregnated by the soul of Moses. Moses saved 600,000 souls of Israel several times, coming in incarnation in several generations and saving them. For this reason, the Creator related everyone's merit to Moses. This is also why we learned that a woman in Egypt gave birth to 600,000 in one time, which is Moses, who is equal to the 600,000 souls of Israel. 56. The manner is that those who know the secret say a gemstone to their disciples. If the disciples do not understand the intimation, they bring them in this matter again in humor, as one who said that an egg dropped 60 volumes, since an egg came, having fallen from the bird that flew in the air, and struck these 60 volumes. The jokers said that he did not say it, but that a man wrote on paper the words 60 volumes, and an egg came, fell from the bird, and erased the words 60 volumes that were written. The authors of the Torah did not tell jokes or say idle words in the Torah. 57. Rather, they clarified, should you encounter a bird's nest before you on the way, in any tree, or on the ground, or fledglings or eggs, send the mother away and take the children for yourself. Fledglings are the authors of the Mishnah. Eggs are the authors of the Bible. Fledglings are Zeranpin, to whom the authors of the Mishnah grip. Eggs are Malchut, to whom the authors of the Bible grip. He fell from that fallen one, Zeranpin, who's called, he shall fall, and able to fall, since falling comes from him, like a bird from which an egg falls. Falling comes from him is the citron, whose measure is that of an egg. That is, an egg and a citron are malchut. Hence, the measure of a citron is that of an egg. It is written about it, in that day I will raise the fallen hut of David, which fell in exile and must be raised. These 60 queens fell with her, her Chagat Nehi, each of which comprises 10. They are called volumes, because they are tied to her. From the words, how does one tie the Shema? Tying means connecting, so there is no secession. Here too, tying means her Vak, which are connected in her. They correspond to 60 trachets. Since the oral Torah Malchut is divided into 60 trachets, which correspond to 60 queens, and maidens without number are her virgins after her, her companions, the palaces in Biriah, which are rules that are not counted because they are in Biriah. Interpretation: a bird Zeranpin dropped an egg, dropped Malchut into exile, and 60 volumes were erased, since by the fall her Chagat Nehi, called 60 volumes, were cancelled. 58. The fallen is Ben Yudke Zeranpin, within the 50 gates of Bina, which are Yudke. When multiplying Yud with He, they are 50. Vav is Zeranpin, called fallen. For he fell after the one of whom it is written, how you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, which is Malchut, who is called so after her two states, black and glorified. Zeranpin fell after her when she is in exile, in order to raise her. This is why he is called fallen, not fell or falling, because there is falling in him, meaning that it is not that he is falling, but rather Malchut has fallen from him, from heaven to earth. There are Yud Vav in him, for Zeranpin includes the letters Yud Vav of Havaya, Chochma and Zeranpin, and descends in them to raise the letters of He of Havaya, Bina and Malchut, of whom it is written, and they both went. It is as it is written, you will surely send. The first send is from the first temple, which was ruined, corresponding to the first He. The second send is from the second temple, which was ruined, corresponding to the bottom He of Havaya. Yod Vav of Havaya descended to raise those two letters He. As it is written, at that time, the heavens will be glad and the earth shall rejoice, whose initials is Yud Ke Vav Ke, since Yud Vav connected to the letters He. 59. The sun appears during the day and covers itself at night, and illuminates in 600,000 stars. So is Moses. After he passed away from the world, he returns and incarnates in 600,000 souls of Israel, if the generation is worthy. This is the incarnation of which Ecclesiastes said, a generation goes and a generation comes. And there is no generation of less than 600,000, and the earth forever stands, which is the assembly of Israel, Malchut, of which it is written, the earth is my footstool, as well as, and your seed will be as the dust of the earth. 60. A generation goes and a generation comes. The generation that goes is the generation that comes. A lame went, a lame came. A blind went, a blind came. Sages also explained that Moses was destined to receive the Torah at the generation of the flood, but he did not receive it then because they were wicked, as it is written, for he too is flesh, for he too has the letters of Moses, and it is read, for he too, in order to cover the matter. Ecclesiastes even removed the letter bit from Hor, for he too, in order to cover the matter. He said, I said that this too is vanity, meaning that it too is Moses, and he removed the bit in order to conceal the matter. 61. Jethro is named after Cainy, because he parted from Cain. It is written about Cain, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. Since Eve saw Jethro by the Holy Spirit, that his sons would sit at a hall of hewn stones at the Sanhedrin. 62. So was Rabbi Pedat, who was in a hurry, because he had very little food from the eve of Sabbath to the eve of Sabbath, as it was for Rabbi Hanina. Why is it that afterward a voice came out and said, the whole world is nourished only for my son Hanina? 63. But previously, in the first incarnation, he caused the destruction of Kuf Beit from Yod, which is Yod Beit Kuf. Even so, he had very little food. Yod Beit Kuf is an acronym for Ichud Bracha Kdusha, which is unification, blessing, holiness. Yod is unification, Ekye, Bina, from whom comes the springing for the letter Bet, which is blessing, the name Havaya, Zeranpin, holiness, Kodesh, and from whom the Kof was sanctified, his Kedusha, the name Adni, Malchut. In the first incarnation, he repeated the previous part. Yud is unification, Eke, Bina, from whom comes the springing for the letter Bet, which is blessing, the name Havaya, Zeranpin, holiness, and from him the Kuf was sanctified, his Kedusha, the name Adni, Malchut. In the first incarnation, Rabbi Pedat caused his portion, Kedusha, and blessing to be ruined, that the unification will not illuminate in them. Even so, he had very little food. It is the same with Job. He was the son of a leveret, and for this reason he was punished for what had happened to him in the first incarnation. Rav, questions? That's it? Yeah.
Rav, what is a psychological machzom?
From where did you take that?
It's on the same line, what you need to change and to go through. I heard yesterday that there is a psychological machzom, and it means it's close to us if it's psychological.
We don't have spiritual discernments yet, and so that's why all of our discernments are from terms that we live in. Phrases in order to receive, and that's why it's called psychological. That's why I call it, so that you'll understand that it's not spiritual yet. All of these terms, they're taken from our world, from our will to receive, and we live in our will to receive, and we aren't in order to bestow yet. And that's why in the system that we are in, I call it psychological.
Or maybe I'll ask differently. So why don't we believe that all of the correction is in a prayer?
It's because your heart is a desire, not the heart that pumps blood. Your desire is all in order to receive. And it works according to the prophet and what it receives. And we're forming light slowly, slowly. Your desire renewed, and it'll start to see that it wants to also bestow. And you'll all of a sudden feel that bestow can be something good. Maybe I don't understand it, but I would like to feel it. I would like to also happen through me. And by that, slowly, slowly, we calibrate ourselves to get to the world of bestowal. World of bestowal is called the world of truth. Our world, our psychological one, the will to receive, is called the imaginary world. That's it.
When will this happen?
When? It'll happen when a person receives enough reforming light.
We
need to yearn for corrections. And when do we yearn? When we do actions in the group. Toward the friends. Friends, study. And from these things, waking the reforming light, it changes. A person starts to feel that, yeah, he wants to bestow, to feel what is bestowal, and it starts to be precious for him. It takes some years till these small portions will attract from these quantic lights, that they keep working on him and working on him, that he'll feel that bestowal is something important. That's the way it works. Just do not be despaired and do not leave. It takes years, yes. No, to despair is to despair and then leave. If you're despaired from your efforts, that we ourselves can't do it, that's good. And then you need the Creator. That's good. It's a big problem. To need the Creator, the help of the Creator, it's a very big problem. Because it's already, you know, become conditioned that you receive the illumination from him. Some kind of, that you tie your future to him. If you're just some person who believes, not a Kabbalist, then you feel that you depend on him. But here, the Creator erases for you the feeling, the knowing that you depend on him, so that you'll need him more and more. That's the way it is. Yes.
Irgenat from Astana. What is the reason for the the corporeal desires during the reading of the Zohar? And how can we actually go above them?
When we study Torah, you can be Zohar, Tas, it can be an article, it doesn't matter what. We sometimes have some kind of foreign thoughts from all kind of shapes and forms. You awaken them from your engagement in the Torah. You get these discernments that seem to you, what are you doing? Where are you? You're in some kind of transgression. What's disturbing you? There's nothing special to it. You don't have to fight. You don't need to fight these foreign thoughts. You don't need to go against them. Because then you'll be like Don Quixote, that you'll lose for sure. You need to think about the importance of the Creator, the importance of the group, about positive things. These negative things that are revealed, don't pay attention to them. This is a way that we yearn for good, and don't enter the negative. In that way we succeed. If you enter the negative and you want to fight it, then you are lost. You're lost, because the Creator is always strengthening the evil, like it was in Egypt, that he held the heart of Pharaoh. And what was the role of Moses? To see it's really a monster that's scary, and to run away from it. To run away. To engage in the attraction, the drawing of the light, and not in the fight against the darkness. Yeah, what would you like to ask?
When I'm sitting here and I don't know what it means to make effort, that means that I can't give any effort?
You can't?
And then what happens afterwards?
To read. You just need to read or listen for a few years. That's it. Nothing other than that.
So what does that mean to make efforts now?
To read or listen? And listen. That's it.
I don't know what intentions are. There's demanding of me something, no?
No, it's still too early. You don't have anything to demand.
But when you know that you're unable to make internal efforts, then you need to actually receive it and just hear.
Just listen and read as much as you can from the morning to the night. I told you it's not from the efforts, it's from reading and listening.
Do I need to then discover what efforts are?
I don't know this word. I don't know. I'm telling you. You can't talk about it. What efforts are you able to do? Learn and read and listen. Not more than that. Make an effort by reading and listening as much as you can.
But all the thoughts that you have, it doesn't really matter.
Nothing matters, just to listen and read. That's it. I'm telling you seriously. And if you listen to me and you do it, and always do it, and do what I'm telling you, nothing more than that. Otherwise, I'm telling you, you're lost. All of your scrutinies, your philosophies, your questions are not in place. Not in place. You're not able to solve them. Just invite the reforming light by reading, studying, listening, reading, studying, listening. Okay, so a little more.
Before the giving of the Torah, they were dependent on luck. 64. Those who do not know that secret say sons, life and food Not on merit does the matter depend, but on luck the matter depends. But we see that Abram saw in his fortune that he is not destined to have a son, and the Creator brought him out, as it is written, and he brought him out and said, Look. He said to him, Get out of your wisdom of the stars, of looking into stars and fortunes, and he raised him above the stars. 65. Before the Torah was given to Israel, all the people of the world were dependent on luck, even sons, life and nourishment. But once the Torah was given to Israel, they were taken out from the necessity of stars and fortunes. We learned from Abraham because his sons were destined to receive the letter He from Abraham, which is the five books of Moses, Malchut, in which it is written, These are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created. He said to Abraham, Because of that He that was added to your name, the heaven is below you, as well as all the stars and fortunes illuminating in the hay, for he raised him above them. Moreover, it is written, Now here is seed for you, and you may sow in hay. It is also written, For through Isaac shall your descendants be named, through the left line, Malchut. Hay extends from it, hence the sowing is in her. 66. For this reason, anyone who engages in Torah, the necessity for idol worship is removed from him if he is learning Torah in order to keep its mitzvot. But if he does not intend to keep the mitzvot, then he, as one who has not engaged in Torah, and the necessity of idol worship is not removed from him. It is even more so with the uneducated who are compared to beasts. The text clarifies about them, cursed be he who sleeps with any beast. From them, the necessity to engage in idol worship is certainly not cancelled. 67. It is written, As for man, his days are as hay, as a bud of the field, so he buds. And it is written about Adam, I was a youth, now I am old. And afterward it is written, will return to the days of his youth. It is like a tree whose old branches were cut off from it, and they regrew from its roots as before, since people die old, then return and reincarnate to this world as children. It is as we learn that the Creator renews the work of creation each day and always, for 1,000 die each day, and 1,000 are renewed each day, reincarnating in the world. And wine makes man's heart glad, the stork, her home is fir trees. 68. It is written, and wine makes man's heart glad. This is the wine of Torah, for wine is the same number as sod, secret. As the wine must be concealed and sealed, so it is not poured into idol worship, so is the Torah. It must be concealed and sealed, and all her secrets are poured out only to those who fear him. It is with good reason that several mitzvot are carried out with wine, and that we bless the Creator on it. Wine has two colors, white and red, din and rachamim. This bet, which is an addition to the wine, for in the words with wine, there is an added letter bet, which implies din and rachamim. It is like the lily in which there is white and red, white from the right chesed and red from the left gvura. 69. And wine makes man's heart glad, making the face brighter than oil. What is man's heart? It should have written man's heart. However, there is a heart with one bet that is given to the heart with a double bet, and these are the 32 Elohim in the work of creation where that heart is Bina. A heart where the letter bet is the bet of Bereshit, and the letter lamed from the verse before the eyes of all of Israel. The bet at the beginning of the Torah with the lamed at the end of the Torah, the letters lev, heart, which is the heart of Malchut. This is why it is written, man's heart, for the wine, illumination of Chochmah, appears and rejoices the heart, Bina, and the heart, Malchut, from which a man receives. Two times Lev in Gematria is 64, lacking 8 for Ab, which is concluded in Gematria. The name Ab, implied in the word concluded, is the name of illumination of Chochmah, which must be implied in these Lev, Lev. These are the 7 days of creation themselves, which illuminate 32 Elohim, connected with the number 64. What is the eighth, since one is still missing for Ab? The 7 days of creation, along with the verse, this is the book of the generations of Adam, which are also regarded as the day of the work of creation, is Ab, the same number as in wine, illumination of Chochmah. 70. What is making the face brighter than oil? These are the 12 faces, 4 faces of a lion, Michael, Chesed. They are the 4 letters of Havaya, where Yud Vav are punctuated with Segol. 4 faces of the ox, Gabriel, Gvura, 4 letters of Havaya, Yud Vav, punctuated with Patach. 4 faces of the eagle, Nuriel, the 4 letters Havaya, Yod, that is punctuated with Chirik, Vav, that is punctuated with a Shvach. They are appointed under the 3 Sfirot of Svarampim, Chesed, Fear, Truth, Chagat. These are degrees of the 3 patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we learn that the patriarchs are the Merkava. The lights of the 12 faces add up to Yud Bet Kuf, since they are king, was king, and will be king. Havaya Ekied Adni, where these 3 names are Yud Bet Kuf, 112 in Gematria. Unification, blessing, Kedusha, Yud Bet Kuf are the 3 names Ekye, Havaya, Adni. They are the Lord, Havaya is king, the Lord was king, the Lord will be king forever and ever. In the first, the Lord is king. King, or Melech, is punctuated with 2 skulim. Its Havaya is also punctuated with 2 skulim, one under the Yud and one under the Vav. This is Chesed, the 4 faces of a lion, Angel Michael, who is appointed under the degree of Abraham, who is Chesed. He is blessing Havaya, that is Arampim. The second, the Lord was king, the was king, and its Lord, Havaya, was punctuated with 2 Patachim, Yud Vav punctuated with Patach. It is Gvura, the 4 faces of an axe, Angel Gabriel, appointed under the degree of Isaac, who is Gvura. It is the name Ekye, Bina, since the left line extends from the disclosure of the left in Bina. Hence it is a unification, since Bina unifies Arampin, blessing, and Malchut, Kedusha. The third, the Lord will be king, is punctuated with Chirik, Shvach, Cholam. However, his Havaya is only punctuated with Chirik under the Yud, and the punctuation of Shvach under the Vav, since only the males are punctuated, the letters Yod Vav, and not the females, which are the letters Hey Hey. He is Tiferet, the 4 faces of an eagle, Angel Nuriel, appointed under the degree of Jacob, and he is Kedusha Adni. The lights of 12 faces add up to Yud Bet Kuf, since they are the 3 names Ekye Havaya Adni, which is Yud Bet Kuf in Gematria. 71. Why would Nadav and Avihu incarnate in Pinchas? Had Pinchas not been in the world when they died and came to the world later, and they incarnated in him and he complemented their place, it would have been fine. But Pinchas was in the world when Nadav and Avihu died, and his soul already existed in him. So how did they incarnate in him? 72. When Nadav and Avihu departed from the world, they were not covered under the wings of the holy rock Malchut, since it is written, and they did not have sons. They diminished the image of the king, not keeping the mitzvah to multiply and establish sons in the image of God. For this reason, they were not worthy of serving in the great priesthood. 73. When Pinchas was jealous for the holy covenant, he entered among the masses, raising the adulterers on the spear before the eyes of all of Israel. When he saw the tribe of Shimon coming to him with several crowds, Pinchas' soul fled with fear. At that time, two souls that were naked without correction, the souls of Nadav and Avihu, approached Pinchas' soul and were included with her. Afterward, his soul returned to him included, a spirit that is included with two spirits, and they held him. This is when he gained the place of Nadav and Avihu to be a priest, for which he was previously unfit. 74. This is why it is written, remember, please, who is the innocent who perished, and where the upright were destroyed. Who is the innocent who perished was said about Pinchas, who was not lost at that time, and did not lose his spirit when it fled from him. And where the upright were destroyed are the sons of Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu, who returned to the world by incarnating in Pinchas, and what they lost in their lives was corrected for them, the correction of the covenant. This is why it is written about Pinchas, son, twice. Pinchas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, indicating the two souls that incarnated in him, who are the sons of Aaron. 75. Before this portion it is written, and the Lord said to Moses, take all the chiefs of the people, and execute them unto the Lord in the face of the sun. Is it about killing at night, or killing on a cloudy day, that the text warns that he should kill them? In the face of the sun? Rather, in the face of the sun means that their death should be in public, just as they had sinned in public. 76. We learn from this that at the same degree at which a person sins before the Creator, to that same degree he should make the correction in his soul. They sinned in the holy covenant called Son. This is why their din and correction are in the face of the Son, the covenant, and not elsewhere. Thus a person must correct himself only in the same place toward which he sinned. One does not make a correction here in the place where he sinned, has no proper correction for the world. 77.
הנה מה טוב מנעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד יש לנו הרבה חברים יחד איתנו בכל העולם שלום עליכם ו
We have many friends with us from all over the world. Peace to you. Shalom. And see you in the morning lesson. Goodbye.